Judith, Judith, I've got a new idea. Let's not clap, let's scat.
What does scat mean?
You know jazz, you know, you just do wop 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 wop. All over it kind of thing, you know.
No, I think you need to stop that, Jenny.
I'm not a very good scatter.
Oh, dear.
Poor scatter. Oh, dear. Right. I can't scat and I can't rap and I can't sing. I'm musically bereft of talent. Just, that's what
I Yes, I think you've got other talents, I feel.
I've got other talents.
Yes.
I'm more cheerful, Judith. That's one of my talents.
I can hear. I can hear that. Well, I mean, after last time. God, you were down in the dumps last time. Where are you now? Go on.
Last week, I was just a mere 5. I've bounced back, and I think I'm a 7.5. I think I might be a bit annoying today. I might be so cheerful that in the end, you might want to pour cold water on me.
Yes, I'm already thinking it might be a little like that.
You prefer it when I'm slightly off my perch.
I'm not used to you being like so bouncy, like a little tigger.
It's not like me, is it?
It's not.
But you're a bit like my sister. All my my friendships work like this. It's all my friends, and I think it works for all women all the time, is we actually like it when our friends are slightly off their high horse. Do you know what I mean? I mean, some of us, you know, when we're riding our high horse and we're on our stallion, and our friends are sort of quite pleased for us, but there's a bit of it. Of there are friends that think, oh, get back on your Shetland.
Yeah, we liked it better when you were plodding along with the rest of us. Yeah. I know what you mean.
On the Shetland. Don't show off on, you know, one of those white ponies that does dancing in Austria. You see, I don't think either of us like it. I don't think either of us like it when either of us are on the prancing white pony.
But so you're up. Did you say you were a 7.5, or have I imagined that?
7.5. I might slip down to a 7.25, but the sun is shining.
Yes.
And we saw Phoebe on Sunday.
Oh, lovely.
And that always gives me a boost, Judith.
Oh,
it's a shot in the eye.
Yes, yes. I know what you mean. A spring in your step. Yes. Yeah. The sun
was shining.
I haven't
had my vaccine yet, obviously. Seeing Phoebe in Nuned Cemetery, and it doesn't seem to be, you know, the ideal place for a sort of distanced chat.
No.
But it's so beautiful.
Is it?
Yes. And let me just rave about Nunhead Cemetery. Nunhead Cemetery is one of the magnificent 7 Victorian cemeteries in London.
Are you reading this from somewhere?
Well, yes, of course I am.
I'm very impressed.
How can I impress on Judith and the older and wider listeners? Who, listen, get this as well. Sorry, I'm talking too much. I'm going to let you have a go.
No, don't be daft. Go on.
In a minute. But I have to get stuff out because I haven't talked to an adult female for a couple of days since I saw Phoebe. And men are all right, but they're not the same, are they?
Oh, they're not. They don't get it, do they? They don't get it in the same way that we do. Yes, okay. Go on. Back to Nunhead Cemetery.
I know we'll be doing emails later, but one of our listeners wrote in, and she referred to our listeners, older and wider listeners, as owls, Judith.
Did she? I didn't notice that.
Yes.
Owls. Wise.
Wise.
Nocturnal. Not sure about the nocturnal. Oh, except, maybe.
You are.
Yes,
you're mostly
with all the
nocturnal.
Insomniacs. Right.
And you know, owls do that weird thing where they chew their food up for their children to eat so that their children can digest.
Well, I think most birds do that, don't they? Don't most birds do that?
I don't know, but it's quite like us, isn't it? We're that kind of parent, aren't we? We're the kind of parent that would have chewed our children's food up.
Most definitely. Most definitely. All over everything.
I once remember getting a poo of Phoebe's out with a teaspoon.
What? What?
Well, it was really stuck, and I had to help her out. She was only very small, and she was very constipated.
Oh, bless her.
And I had to sort of, like, do some manoeuvring with it at the small end of a teaspoon. Yeah.
Oh, the things that we... That actually is... I don't think I've ever heard such a sort of... No greater love, indeed. I thought, you know, that is impressive. That is unconditional love.
Anyway,
big time.
Next time
big
you come time. To London, I'm going to take you to Nunhead Cemetery. It's very overgrown and derelict. And I'm talking of owls. There are apparently owls and woodpeckers in the cemetery.
Did you hear a woodpecker?
No, did
a I woody? Heck. A woody? Have you not? I've heard
I've
some.
I've never
lately.
Heard a woodpecker. I don't think I might have heard and seen one about once when I was a child, but it's the kind of thing that I know that would bring me great joy.
Well, this is if that's not a symptom of getting old, I do not know what is, Jenny and Claire.
Oh, Jesus but Christ, yes, Judith. Yeah, yeah, have we reached the bird
we
stage?
Have. Do you know, I think we really have. Because I have recently noticed there's a little robin, which I see every morning.
Yes.
And at the moment, she, I assume it's a she, don't really know the difference, obviously, well, is she's getting all the nesty stuff and she's going into a little hole in the hedge and I know where it is and I go back and I think, oh, I wonder if she's got some more in there. It's really...
She's got eggs, Judith. I'm whispering so I don't upset the robin. Has the lady robin got some eggs in her nest?
Well, not yet because she hasn't made the nest. Has okay. she? She'll be after that. She okay. might have one on the... But it's so sweet. I mean, just imagine that intelligence of thinking, oh, there's a nice bit of moss there and look at that, there's a little bit of something there and they all look... You know, sometimes it's loaded up, you know, or massively bigger than her. She's carrying it.
Yeah, they see, you've got to watch this, Judith, because you're watching her and I think sometimes you can get quite judgmental and there's a bit of you going, oh, I could make a better nest than that. Well, as for the difference between... Lady Robin and a male Robin, do you not know yes. the difference?
What? Don't tell me you do.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes. Oh, Jenny, I am.
The male
well,
Robin.
My
male
jaw
Robin.
Is dropping. Go
the male
on.
Robin, it's got a cock. I don't know what. I've never seen a bird with a cock. Have you ever seen
well,
a penis
not.
On a bird?
Oh, now you're asking me, aren't you? I think there's a lot of rubbing. I don't know that there's any.
They just frottage, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
The
I think
bird
they do.
Has a cloaca, don't they? A bird has a cloaca.
What's
that's
that?
The entrance.
Never.
That's the lady entrance.
Never.
Yes.
Have you just made that word
no,
up?
No, you can Google it right now. Cloaca.
Jenna,
it's spelled like this.
Impressed.
C-L-O-A-C-A. Cloaca. Go
Blimey.
Google it.
That's
I'm
a
sure
good
whether...
Scrabble word, that is. That's
oh,
bloody
absolutely.
Brilliant.
I don't know whether the cloaca is divided into two, because I think that a one bit of it goes into the lady's bird's reproductive system, and I'm
yes.
not sure whether the other part of the cloaca releases the poo-poo. Just not
well,
sure, Judith.
Do they wee as well? Do they wee?
Never seen
actually.
A bird wee. You never sort of, you know, you go out and occasionally a bird will shit on your head.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, it's meant to be lucky, but it's not really, is it? Look at the state of me. But I've never, ever had a bird piss on my head.
No, no. I wonder if it's all sort of rolled into one, kind of, mm-hmm. which actually is a good idea,
Sloppy
isn't
poo.
It?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely save time.
So, do you know, the people we, further along,
we know
you know,
nothing.
The bird interest continuum are going to be at home thinking, oh, my God, these yeah. women are yeah. such... Idiots.
We're going to get some letters, aren't we, about that?
No, I
mean,
we
really,
might.
We
I
are.
We're,
I think we should admit right now, we're on the learner slopes of bird and wildlife.
I don't even know. Yes, no. I think we might even not even have got... We're just getting our skis on, aren't we? We're not even on the
we
nursery slopes.
We know fuck
slopes.
All about birds.
We're in the shop getting our skiing gear out at the moment.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
We know nothing. But we're eager
but we will do learn. As we get older,
absolutely.
As we will.
We're
have
not
you ever
old
been?
Enough. We're too young.
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
thing, Judith. We're too young to know that much about birds.
But it'll happen. I have no doubt it will happen. However, have you ever been bird watching? Have you
that
ever?
Be ridiculous.
You,
no, I'm sexy.
I know, I'm asking you.
Remember, because, I'm well, rock yeah. and roll me. I don't
yeah,
belong
right,
in a bird hide.
Right, all right. It'll happen probably. Except I will say that I did for an afternoon go with my mates in Hexham because they're yeah. very into bird watching and there's some guy that's absolutely brilliant. And it is... it. I mean, to say it's dull, it's quite interesting for, you know, for half an hour, at which point I would say, okay, right, all right, right, where are we going now? No, they sit down for ages and ages yeah. and ages waiting to tick, you know, literally to tick them off.
Yeah, and
oh,
you're in that little sort of
phone,
pine hut thing.
Oh, I'm getting bored out of your mind.
Yeah, I'm surprised
no,
you didn't take some
it's
of those little,
me.
You know, those little tins of paint? I'm surprised you didn't get in the hide and just go, oh, I've got some tins, some sample tins of paint. I'm just going to turn this into a little bit more of a lady hide. Lady hide. We should... Oh, another thing, Judith, just before
what?
We
what?
Go further
what?
On with the show,
what?
Is we need yes. to apologise for the mispronunciation of Mahjong.
Oh, it's Mahjong, and we said Mahjong, did
yes,
we?
Yes, we even had a conversation about it, God. Judith, and it was you. I was easily led. You said, I think it's Mahjong.
I think it was me, wasn't it?
Yes, it yes. was.
I thought it was a silent J.
No, it's not. It it's a loud J. It's, in fact, Mahjong, like that.
Something else that we've got wrong, but then do we care? No, not really.
No,
now,
no,
listen, I've got to ask you, because last night was Boris's roadmap, was it not?
Yeah.
So did you watch it?
I got it all on Twitter.
Did you?
No.
Well, yeah, I have to say, it was a little bit. I mean, it's prophetic, isn't it? But I thought, no, I'm not listening to the news. I want to hear it. You know, want to hear it.
From the horse's mouth.
From the horse's mouth. Yeah, yeah. So, but yes, it's all leaked, isn't it? I don't know why we have to call it a roadmap. I don't know. It's a plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
But obviously, the word plan has gone out of fashion. We have to call it a roadmap. But yes. So, how are we feeling about that? Are we feeling?
Well, do you know what I feel, Judith? I feel there's light at the end of the tunnel, but the tunnel is long.
Oh, the tunnel is long. I was a bit shocked, weren't you? Really?
No, not at all. Absolutely not at all. Because I'm a natural pessimist. There's always a bit of my brain. As half of my brain is optimistic, and it fights all the time with the dark side of my brain, which is basically saying, we will never come out of this. You will never, ever go and see a live gig again. It's all over.
I have seen this side of your personality. I think in all of us, but yes, I know what you mean.
And the other side's going, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. Don't you worry, it's going to be fine.
So you're kind of, yeah, okay, so you're feeling, well, this is obviously a big part, isn't it, as to why you're feeling a 7.5, is that you're feeling there's light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, I suppose there is, but it's a bloody long time, isn't it?
Yeah, but you see, I think that psychologically, the world now is dividing between the jabbed and the non-jabbed. And I think jabbed have got that extra sort of coat of confidence.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah,
very much so.
Yes, I've seen it in Jeff. I've seen it in my sister.
Yeah.
And I just haven't got that yet. And I don't think I will feel properly relaxed and ready to go until every adult that I love is jabbed.
Oh, well, that's going to take a while, isn't it?
Well, not really. I think it's going to... They're saying now by the end of June or something.
What, to do all the adults?
To
so even our kids, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, are they?
But yes.
That is impressive, actually, isn't it?
I mean, that is done, I mean, I would just breathe more easily.
Oh, I know, absolutely. And you will once you've had your jab, which won't be long. I'm sure it won't be long, Jenny. Before we leave the roadmap, can I just say that I do think that... Isn't Chris Whitty marvellous? Isn't he marvellous?
Do you think he's on Valium?
I don't know how you can keep
He's very calm, isn't
calm.
He?
He is calm. Yeah. He is calm. No, I don't think he is. No, of course I don't think he is.
He's a medical man. He's got the keys to the cabinet.
Oh,
and by
well,
that, I mean the medical cabinet.
Big
he can
time.
Help himself to anything, Judith.
Yeah, but he wouldn't, would he? But isn't he a funny-looking bloke? I mean, it's no wonder that, for instance, on the Grace and Perry show that was so wonderful, and by the way, it's coming back, did you notice?
Oh, yeah.
It's no wonder so many people painted him, because he has got a really unusual... Because while the roadmap was being issued, I was looking at him thinking, you have got a funny face, haven't you? It's kind of an unusual, sort of benign face. But on the other hand... You know, there's a sort of hint of a psychopath. It's a very weird face, don't you think?
I totally agree with you, Judith. As you were saying that, saying very benign face, there was a bit of me that was going, yeah, but we'll make a great criminal.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
In a movie,
I know.
You know, just that unassuming assassin.
Yes, because, you know, let's face it, he'd get under the radar of anything, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
And yet, very, very interesting face. And Boris's hair needs cutting, doesn't it? As does mine. And that was the first way I knew what was going to happen, because the bloody hairdresser sent an email out saying, oh, we are delighted to be opening on April the 12th.
Who needs the news? When your hairdressers have got your mobile
Honest.
Number and the first thing you know about anything is a ping from from your hairdresser saying, I've got slots on the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th of April.
That's precisely first what come, happened. First serve. That is precisely what has happened. And I tell you what. But I mean, last lockdown, I remember, oh, we talked about it, didn't we? Probably at length. You know, the grooming and hairdressing situation was grimmer than it had ever been. Well, now, do I need a haircut? Oh, yeah. My God. And by April the 12th, gee whiz.
And something odd has happened to my hair as well, apart from the fact it broke about a month ago. Now, it's slowly repairing, thanks to Olaplex. Good. I wish Olaplex would hear this podcast and say, oh, listen, they keep sort of mentioning us. Why don't we give them some money or at least some Olaplex?
We need to tell them.
I'm telling them right now. Yeah, I don't know how much more, you know, I can point it out. I'm screaming into their faces. We really like Olaplex. It's great. Anyway, it's repairing my hair, but what I've noticed is that I've gone silver white at the front, but the roots are still very scaggy at the back.
Oh, right.
So, because I always had roots at the front, but not anymore, Judith.
Oh, I see. So it's changing. I see.
Do you see, Judith?
Oh, do you see?
The pandemic has sent my fringe white.
Well, isn't that good news? Because that means that you won't have to bleach it, doesn't it?
It's great news. It's great news. And it is quite a light white as well. It's a silvery kind of... It's not grey. It's gone white, which is fine because, you know, that's how I like my hair to be bleached. But there are great big black lumps at the back, so it still needs a bit of attention.
But is it going out of shape? Or have you...
Judith. There's a bit of me now. It's so long that it could almost be a very bad bob. But, you know, my hair is very thin, so it doesn't really do anything at all. It's in a very... I feel so sorry for my hair, actually, at the moment. Every time I catch sight of myself, I go, oh, poor hair. And then it's getting... When the weather's been nice and I can't put it underneath a beret when I go out, I feel slightly self-conscious because my hair's so shit. But, you know, we just have to get over it, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, so what's happened with mine is that basically now whatever I do to it, it parts in the middle. And you know, hair that when you're our age and you've got hair that parts in the middle, it really is not a good look, is it? I mean, it's just
not. I don't know what's wrong with middle parting.
Kind of lank. Do you remember that old ad that there used to be, which was, have you got tired, listless hair?
Yeah.
Well, I've got tired, listless
hair. That's what I've got,
yeah,
Judy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got tired, listless hair.
We all have, actually. Yeah. So
I think the hairdressers should give us a free cut and colour.
Oh, God, I'm going to be in there for ages. I'm going to be in there for half a day. I actually might book a double appointment. Yeah. That's how long I'm going to be in. I'm going to take my laptop
in. A bit like when you go to see the doctors and they say, you know, you're only allowed 10 minutes and you say I'll have a double or a treble.
So the mood is better. You've seen Phoebe. That's good.
Yeah.
The sun's out. You've had a day where you didn't have to put your coat on.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
The robins are back. Where the fuck they've been, I've no idea.
Mine's been here all the time. Mine never went away.
Oh, well, do they not migrate? But I thought all... Oh, so well,
why do you think they're on Christmas cards, Judith?
Oh,
why do you always get a robin on a snowy spade?
You're right.
We really know nothing.
Do you know what? It's embarrassing. It's getting embarrassing now.
Absolutely.
It really is. You've
got to stop talking about birds because we know nothing about birds. Right. You sent me a note on our script notes for today and it says, and it's underlined, it goes, triumphs this week.
Well, do you know, Jenny, I'm up at, I think I'm an eight. I mean, I know that's spiteful of me to get a higher score, but I am an eight. And I think what's happened this last week is that I've had some little triumphs. I've had quite a few little triumphs, you know, that aren't big ones, but they've added up to quite a good week, really.
Victorious. Yep, yep. You're feeling
victorious. So I'm going to go through my little triumphs, okay? So that's, I'm afraid, okay? So my first little triumph is that I discovered and perfected, no less, a very easy curry recipe. Now, I don't mind admitting, although I have never done this before, but normally when I do a curry, I get a jar. I mean, we're talking very unlike me, a jar or a sachet, okay? I've just been crap at curries. It's one thing I've never been able to do.
Okay. But are you talking Patax jars? Because they're good.
No, I think even cheaper than that.
Oh, no.
Which is
Yes.
Anyway, I've moved on from that. I don't need it. I don't need the jars anymore, Jenny, because the Nigella Lawson Thai curry, well, she does a banana curry, but basically it's a sort of generic curry sauce, okay? Yes. Brilliant. So basically 4 cloves of garlic, 4 shallots, that's easy to remember, isn't it?
Yes.
Some fresh chilli, some ginger. I can put that. I can put the recipe up on the notice board.
Yeah.
Whiz it all up. Bung some tomato paste in with tomato puree in, which I know is going to be a problem for you. Yeah. And some coconut milk. And it, honestly, it is fantastic. It's fantastic.
I could have told you that. You don't need Nigella to give you a curry recipe when I'm here, Judith.
Don't tell me that you've been making your own curries.
Well, I've got 2 curries. Now, one I do make with a Rogan Josh paste in a jar. That's the Pataks. It's got to be Pataks because Pataks is the only one that does Rogan Josh that doesn't have tomato in. I'm hideously allergic to any form of tomato, be it paste, fresh or bottled. That is the Jamie Oliver one, and it's the Rogan Josh paste with aubergines, and that goes with lamb or chicken. I'm sure you could try it with some other things. Now, I've got another one, which is uses all your spices in your cupboard. So it's the curry spices and coconut cream.
Oh, and I'm very impressed. I'm jolly impressed.
That's the proper curry. You see, not being able to use tomatoes does put the kibosh on many curry recipes. Now, my mother was the curry queen.
Was she?
Very advanced. So, yes.
Very much ahead of her time in that case. Yeah,
well, we lived in Singapore, didn't we? In Kuala Lumpur and all that.
That's very true.
I always knew when we were running out of money because she used to make a prawn and egg curry.
Did she? What, boiled eggs? Hard-boiled eggs in
hard-boiled
it?
Eggs. Nice. Tiny little prawns.
My mouth's watery.
Watery.
It is. Was it pink? Really? Was it bright pink?
Judith, it's 10 to 11 in the morning. Is your mouth really watering for a
curry? Yes, of course it is. It sort of somehow sent me back to the 70s.
Now, talking about tomato puree, I just want to sort of flag this up just in case people are interested, because I will retweet it when it happens on Twitter. My mate Lisa, right, Lisa Adamczewski, that I've known forever, she's been squeezing out, sounds disgusting, doesn't she? Been squeezing out her tubes.
Spots?
Squeezing out her tomato puree tubes, right? She's a cook. She's one of those. She's one of your lot. And she cooks a lot. And anyway, she gets rid of her tomato puree and she cuts the tube of tomato puree open. Did you know the inside of a tube of tomato puree is gold?
Wow. Not real gold, presumably.
Not real gold, no.
Wow. How did she discover that?
She probably, because she lives in the middle of nowhere in Wales, so she'd probably run out of tomato puree. And you know what it's like when you go, right, I'm going to open this fucker and get every single last scrap out. So she probably did that and thought, oh, gold. And she's made these little gold tin relief things, like little wrens and acorns. And
Because is it squidgy? Is it squidgy like kind of lead would be then?
It's a little bit soft. And they're these sort of one-dimensional cutouts. And she's going to do a YouTube how-to tutorial.
How lovely.
So, save your tomato puree tube, squeeze them all out, then cut them open and give them a wash and get ready for the tutorial.
Yes. Lovely.
Yes, because we're in art mode, aren't we?
Well, that's my other triumph. To be honest, that is my other little triumph, has been my art. I mean, I do love the art. I do love my art. I mean, Andrew Marr wrote an article in the Sunday Times this week about he's got his own little studio, and it's the only time he said that he doesn't think about anything else, and it's the same for me. So I paint, and what goes through my head is Martin Kinnear's sort of, you know, the kind of lessons and everything, but otherwise I clear my mind and it's very, very good for me. But this week I did a vase of spring flowers, and I kind of think that my art has really moved on. And okay, I'm going to really, this is really blowing my own trumpet, but I actually think it's rather painterly.
Right.
And quite unresolved and quite confident. You see, those are two very, very
I don't like the
words.
Word unresolved. What does that mean?
Oh, don't you? Well, because it means that instead of sort of, you know, getting my little brush out.
Oh, yes, yes. I've got you. I've got you. So you've got loose.
I've got loose and I've got confidence. And every time I walk past it, I think,
it's quite good, that, isn't it? It looks like a painting. It looks really like a painting.
I think I've seen it and I think people would buy it. I think it's time you had an exhibition. to be quite honest. So what we'll
like
do...
Like everybody else, but...
Yeah, but no, you're not everybody else. You're Judith. You're painting Judith at the moment.
So I think Judith.
around Easter time, I think that what we'll do is we'll hold you an exhibition. It'll still have to be virtual.
Oh, that would be lovely.
And we'll advertise it on here and we'll do it on the notice board.
Go on then.
And I'll be the agent and I'll take... Because they take 50% agents. I'm sorry about that, but that's the art world. And we'll just see... Yeah, we'll have an exhibition. So I am being your agent now. I'm being strict. I think you need minimum of 5 really good canvases.
Yes. Okay, right. Yeah,
I'm still experimenting because I haven't found my thing and I like to sort of try lots of different things.
Yes,
and
well, you're good at that.
I like sketchbook work. I like to just sort of now and again do a little sketch. I did a very good painting. I'll put it up on the notice board. Oh, we mustn't get competitive about this. You and I have got to watch this because occasionally we get a little bit competitive and we've got to stop.
I know. Have you counted the likes for yours and counted the likes for mine?
Oh, yeah, you won.
I did that this morning. First time I've done it.
Yeah, you done that. Well done. But I think I won with Jeff's beret. I think
God, did you? That was a total back
of the
net.
That got the most
moment.
Likes of anything.
I think it did, actually.
To be honest, Judith,
even more than Poppy.
They're not that interested in our art.
Of course they're not. They're like, I know, but they're a supportive lot, aren't they?
They like pictures of 70-year-old men in hats. They're an odd lot, aren't they? It's very niche.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, I've done a painting of Phoebe, right? It's not really for her birthday, but I realised I didn't have any birthday cards because there's no card, Nicky Nacky News.
Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? No, I know, you can't know where to buy them.
I mean, that's when the shop's open. I'm going, honestly, I might not wear a bra so I can touch myself up very easily in a Nicky Nacky News shop, just so I can slide my hand underneath my jumper and caress myself as I browse smelly candles and blankets and cards and notelets and wrapping paper. Do you know what I mean?
The awful thing is, Jenny, that as you describe such a thing, is that I can kind of visualise it.
Stop thinking about my breasts, Judith. Stop thinking about them.
That's worrying, isn't it? Go on. Yeah.
But I did this little picture of Phoebe, and I'll take a photograph of it, and after I've given it her, I'll put that up as well. See how many.
So does it look like her? Does it look like her?
Weirdly, yes. I'll send you a preview.
Just
totally accidentally. Obviously, I couldn't do her nose. I've left that out.
Oh, noses are a bugger,
noses
aren't
are
they?
Awful. And there's the quickest way to cause offence if you're doing a portrait of anybody is to do their nose, isn't it?
Well, because noses are just preposterous, aren't they? When you look at a nose, they are simply preposterous things.
Absolute ridiculous thing. Mm. I mean, it's a good job they work for something, you know, for taking cocaine mostly. Oh, there's other things that they're useful for, but, you know, that's the main thing.
So have you abbreviated it? Is it an under portrait of the nose? What did you do with the nose?
I did some shading and I just piled some more paint on.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. Very good.
It's what I call, if you're going to use the word unresolved, I think I'm going to use it as well. It's pretty unresolved.
Okay.
Anyway, go on, more triumphs. I'm interrupting your triumphs, which is very rude of me, but I
can't bear them in a list. So my last triumph is the boiler suit. I sent you a photo because I wasn't sure whether I should keep it, you know, because you are my style guru.
Yeah, I think there are better style gurus to, you know, to turn to, Judith, but the boiler suit is a triumph, I'll tell you that now.
Yeah, I'm rather pleased with it. Oh, my God, it's comfortable. But the reason I bought it is that I've been watching in the middle of the night that new series with, you know, what to wear or something, you know.
No, I don't know this series. What is it?
Oh, yes. It's the usual formula. You know, you take somebody who hasn't got any sort of style and wants to change the way they look, you know, and there's a one-way mirror and there's about 4 stylists.
Is this Trini and Susanna back again?
It's kind of... No, it isn't. No.
Who's the host?
The host is that guy with the very dark hair and the...
the moustache and the beard. Grant, no, he's got a Radio 2 series. Oh, God, I can't remember his name.
Rylan?
Yes. Okay. Him. Yeah. But it's okay. It's a fine. It does the job and so on. But there was a stylist there who's sort of probably in her late 40s, and she was wearing a boiler suit and some gold trainers, you see. So I thought, oh, looks good.
Are you copying
her
again, Judith? Copying again.
Oh, I'm very, very pleased with it. Can't, yeah, very, very pleased with it.
And are you prepared to say where it's from and how much?
Next, yep, from Next, size 18. And I mean,
so you went for roomy because you're not really a size 18.
No, I went for I'm 16.
I think with boiler suits, it's a good thing to go up one.
Oh, you don't want to be tight, do you?
Oh, you don't want to be tight and trying to get it off.
No.
Oh, no. Not with your bladder, Judith. Not when you occasionally get caught short and you really need to get out of it quickly. You know when you're caught short and you have to go in the garden round the back. Yeah.
I already admitted that. Yes, I have, haven't I?
Yes, of course you have.
Oh, God.
You admitted as soon as you got the Wendy house that occasionally you couldn't be asked to go back in the house for a wee and you just had a little squat round the back.
Jenny, it's happening more and more. It really is. It's one of these days, the guy that cuts our lawns is going to be walking round. One of these days soon, I'm going to be there and he's going to be 1 minute, he's not there and he'll be there. I know.
There's nothing like a nice white bum, though, hanging out of the boiler suit. Come on, Judith, give him a treat.
The trouble is, if you try, you wouldn't be able to stop, would you, in midstream?
No. You just have to keep. You have to brave it out. You just have to say, I'm just giving my arse some air. I hope you don't mind. Just go round the other side for a bit. I'll be 2 minutes.
Oh, I think this is what's called an overshare, isn't it, really?
Not really. Okay, well, I think I'm a bit worried about the gold trainers. I'm not sure whether they are a bit of a sort of...
Oh, well...
Have you got them already?
No, the Marks & Spencer's gold trainers, and I already can see you pulling a face.
I'm not sure whether I can deal with Marks & Spencer's gold trainers, but I know that the boiler suit is very, very good on you, so... I think you might be able to get away with the gold trainers. And if not, I just won't look down that far. Concentrate above the ankle. Have you seen the new... Talking about fashion, have you seen the new La T-shirts?
No.
You watched It's a Sin, didn't you?
Oh, you mean when they go La?
Yeah.
How lovely.
And they've got La T-shirts inspired by It's a Sin. And £20 per T-shirt goes to the Terence Higgins Trust.
Very nice. Are you getting one?
I've bought one because I think, you know, well, it just was a reminder, It's a Sin, about people still need, you know... The fact that the drugs are very expensive, and if money goes to help towards that and all that kind of thing, it's just a good thing. Mm. And it was a great series, and I think, you know...
It was a great series.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I bought a large, Judith. It's going to be disappointing, isn't it? Because I bought a large thinking, oh, I can sleep in it. And, of course, it's going to come, it's going to be quite tight. It's going to be snug, isn't it? A large is going to be snug. It's not going to be a sleeping T-shirt. It's just going to be a normal T-shirt.
Yeah,
if I wanted a sleeping T-shirt, I should have bought the extra, extra large. They do them. Anyway.
Very good. Now, how's the hypochondria?
Oh, well, you say hypochondria, I say chronic eye condition. So I'm booked in for Lipiflow this Thursday, which is, you can't get it on the National Health. I'm very sorry, everybody. I hope that one day in the future they get enough machines and enough trained technicians for people just to be able to go to pop in opticians and get it done in their lunch hour, because it is a very, very easy procedure, but it is expensive. And but I had a day last week where I really struggled with dry eye disease, and it's making me quite cross. It made me cross last week. It was just one day where I was sort of end of tethery.
And it's
always that day where you make the appointments, and then as soon as you've made the appointment and paid for it, you think, it's not that bad. I shouldn't make such a big fuss. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do, but I think that is the nature of hypochondria, because I think what I've realised is that I get something, like I had, you know, as you know, I had restless leg syndrome most recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really, really bugging me, and someone in the gang suggested various things, and obviously, and actually it does seem to be quite a lot better, because I'm taking magnesium and I'm taking iron, and I talked to the doctor and all that kind of stuff.
Was the doctor sympathetic about restless leg?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I mean, I think it is quite, you know, it's something that kind of, they can't really kind of deal with it, so you have to live with it and so on. But, and you can take some drugs for it, but I think they're pretty heavy duty. So, mm-hmm. yes, quite, you know, quite sympathetic. But I think, okay, so I think this is what happens with my hypochondria, is that I get something and it kind of bogs me down for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I kind of, I can almost move on. And it may be that I kind of, you know, I get distracted and I don't start, you know, and I stop thinking about it quite so much. But I can sense that at the moment I'm on the lookout for the next one. And, you know, the other day when you mentioned in the notes, tennis elbow, because I think maybe Jeff has got a bit of tennis elbow. Well, I've had a funny thing with my elbows. I think I might be, you know, transitioning towards a new one, which might be tennis elbow. So tell me about tennis elbow.
Jeff, God bless him, he didn't tell me that he was really worried about this. But there was one day last week where he just dropped everything. There was a roasting tray of chips or little roast potatoes or whatever.
Oh, that,
they went all over the floor. But, you know, not really a very big deal. But he kind of was so cross with himself. I thought, that's a bit of an overreaction.
God. Oh, God.
And then later on, he dropped a glass of red wine. And it was in one of those old-fashioned school tumblers that we used to have back in the 60s and 70s. And the glass just bounced off our lino floor. It went all over the sitting room wall.
Oh, God.
And it's red wine. Obviously, he drinks red wine. I drink white wine. And I just watched this splatter of red wine
in slow motion
hit the wall. And it dried really quickly, but it dried this sort of really deep violet colour.
Oh.
Because red wine's got so much blue dye in it.
Oh.
And it was really sort of shocking to see. You sort of, when you see it on a white wall, you think, I drink that stuff, you know, wonder. And so I thought, oh, God, we are. And it was a real mess. It just looked like we lived in one of those homes where people fought really badly. immediately took, you know, I'd say 25 grand off the price of the house. And I was trying to watch the television, but my eye kept creeping towards the sort of red wine stain, just thinking, this looks really rough. It looks like we're a really rough couple. You know, I might take up smoking as well and just sort of put loads of fag ends out in jam jar lids. That looks like that kind of house. And anyway, the next day, when I came downstairs after I'd been working, it had completely disappeared. And I thought he'd painted the wall. I thought, clever Jeff has painted the wall. No, he'd just bleached it out with some, this is sometimes a bit shocking as well. He said, I'd just use some of your makeup remover pads with a bit more bleach in. And it just shows you how strong some makeup remover pads are. And then with some bleach, anyway, it's gone. But then he admitted later, after he'd seen his chiropractor, who he sees for his back, that he was a bit worried that it was neurological, but it isn't. It's tennis elbow. His chiropractor just pressed it. You know when they press a couple of nerves and you go,
that. Yeah, yeah.
And he said, this is tennis elbow. It might be jigsaw related. That's all I'm
going to say. Might be jigsaw related. Yes, could be.
Ridiculous. Anyway, I think we should move on to Culture Corner. If you'd like to start, Judith, with your TV picks.
So what I've discovered is a series called Mindful Journeys, right? It's in the science and nature bit, you know, the categories. Yes.
We never go into science.
We don't. I ventured in there. I opened the door and had a little mooch about and I found this series. And it's, you know, slow radio that they put on Broadcasting House?
Yeah.
The kind of, so it's a very loose, beautiful sort of montage of, nature, spectacular nature footage and animals with beautifully composed music.
Is it like a kingfisher diving for a fish?
Oh, it's better than that. Oh, Jenny. So for instance, so you feel like you're floating over the Arctic with this footage. Okay. And then you get to this thing and these gorillas come down in the snow and they slide down and they all sit.
Arctic gorillas? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, winter, snow, gorillas in snow. There were, honestly, okay. So I don't know whether in the Arctic, but anyway. Stop spoiling it. So then these gorillas, they all come down, all right, from the snowy mountains, and they sit in families in this kind of thermal sort of bath, you know. And so what I'm saying is it's not cut together with a kind of commentary that says, oh, what happens in the sort of gorillas is they come down and now you see the mother doing this. You're just there with them. And so they kind of, so it just dwells on it. And you feel, feel that you're sitting with them and they look, they're looking at you. Oh, it's wonderful.
Did you start scratching?
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did. Started scratching and playing with each other.
Did you scratch?
Probably. It's for the insomniacs, it's marvellous. I don't know.
You know those categories they have?
Yeah.
On the BBC and it's film and it's comedy, it's entertainment. Yes. They should just have one that called Insomniac's Corner, shouldn't they?
Yes, they should.
They haven't really thought this through.
No, they haven't.
Okay, so that's your telly pick. Okay, so, I mean, I'll just top up our other telly picks. I think that we're both still enjoying the usual things, the pottery and the design masters. I still now and again sneak off and watch a bit of RuPaul. I'm not sure whether I like it entirely. I sometimes think RuPaul and some of the judges can sometimes be a bit harsh when they're pretending to be funny and it just gets a little...
We don't like that anymore, do we? We don't like that anymore. I don't like
comedy disguised as being horrible or horrible disguised as...
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
I think that The Unforgotten is back. And I think it's a quality piece of television. I'm not sure whether you enjoyed it as much as I did, Judith, but I think it's solid telly.
Do you? Yes. Yeah. No, I enjoyed it too. I even looked at the headless corpse, which is not right. I mean, it's normally a look away.
Yeah, it was. They didn't go close up, which was good. But you did. There were scenes. You did know it was a headless corpse. It was. There's always
looks intriguing.
Things. Is that necessary? Do we really need to? You know, you can tell us it's a headless corpse without us actually having to see it. To be quite honest.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, telly, I have to do this because it starts next week. My Draws Off program starts on Monday.
Yay!
On the 1st of March at 5:30 on Channel 4, but it will be on catch up.
Right.
And the promo thing is out and it's very jolly and I look fat in 9 out of 10 shots of me, but it's very colourful and it looks good fun.
Really looking forward to this. And is there sort of more than one programme in the week sort of thing? Or is it
once
weekly?
Yes, it's every night.
Every night?
Sorry about this, everybody. It's
Blimey.
Every bleeding day. For four weeks.
I thought you were joking.
Feast your bleeding eyes.
Bloody hell, that's a big dollop of Jenny Eclair, isn't it?
It's a bit too much, really, isn't it? Even I'm thinking, I think I might watch three. And there's five shows a week for 4 weeks.
Wow, that's a big gig.
20 gigs, 20 shows, 20
shows. Wow, yeah, fantastic.
Film, I haven't seen a good film this week, and I think you might be winning... Culture Corner again, Judith. You won last week. And I think you might have beaten me again.
We saw eventually. Because in Netflix you get those new films, don't you?
Yes.
See, we're getting a bit wise to this now. We go to the new film, see what's coming out. And there's a new film with Rosamund Pike called I Care So Much. And it's, you've probably heard about it.
Yes, I have.
This sort of psychopathic, evil woman who's like the Cruella de Vil of old people. And she basically nicks all their money and puts them in care homes and doesn't let them sort of use their mobiles. It's absolutely shocking. It's terrible.
Is it great, Judith?
It is good. It is good. It's a good thriller because it takes a very sort of unusual turn. And because it's a bit silly at the end. But but it's marvellous. And she is brilliant in it. And she's got this evil hairdo. She's got this absolutely evil, straight kind of hairdo that's kind of really sharp. And then she wears these kind of sharp dresses that have got zips at the back.
She's so beautiful.
No, she's a great performance. I think she'll win awards for it, honestly. Really, really, the sort of pretty and slick woman who's
But
evil.
The Ice Maiden as well. She does very good evil. Ice Maiden. And she wears clothes beautifully as well.
She does laugh.
So let's move on to books.
Yes.
And I have... such a recommendation, and I just genuinely think we started this last week and we finished Fall, which is the extraordinary life story of Robert Maxwell. It's a massive jaw drop of a book. It's incredibly sad in the end, and of course the Maxwell notoriety continues with Ghislaine Maxwell, and that is how you pronounce it. It's Ghislaine, not Ghislaine.
Yes,
we've got it right for once, and I genuinely think that that is one of the books of the year. It's a
wow, as good as that. Biography.
Yeah, I do think it's written by John Preston, who wrote. I said this last week, but it is written by the same
Scandal. Book. Yes, English Scandal. Very good.
I'm also back onto City of Girls, the bestseller by Elizabeth Gilbert, which I gave up on because I thought it was getting a bit samey, but suddenly the war happened, Second World War happened, and it's changed, and I really like it now. So, apologies for dismissing that. It's a nice book. It's a really nice book, sort of comforting book. Mm-hmm. And that's all I've got so far.
I've just started Matt Haig's Midnight Library, which is sort of, kind of all the rage-ish, isn't it, I think? Yeah.
Is that book club choice?
Book club, yes, of course, of course. Yeah, but it's quite promising so far. And I think regrets is obviously going to be a very, very big theme in it. And it made me think a little bit about regrets in my life. But of course, you can't really, not something that I particularly want to share because, the whoppers were pretty
regrets,
big.
Judith, none of our regrets can be spoken out loud on this podcast. But I think that there's regret, and there's also sort of looking back with that feeling of, I didn't know my life was going to be quite like this, because you can never imagine your own future.
Well, no.
And I think that we are shaped by both fate and the decisions we make. You know, you don't have ultimate control over your choices.
No, not at all. But in some cases you do. But yes, but I do think that as I get older, perhaps I am a little bit more kind of, the life I have is the life I have. And whereas when I was younger, I would be thinking, but I haven't done that. And what I'd prefer it if it was like this. And actually, I'd prefer that. And why didn't I do this? I'm slightly kind of kinder to myself, I think, in that, a little bit more accepting,
I also think that the both of us got damn lucky.
Yeah. Oh, God. Absolutely. Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
So emails, we've had some, because we did a bit of a plea, didn't we, to say that we wanted some more emails.
We've gone through a bit of a desert with a dry patch, haven't we?
A little bit, but we had some great emails. Yeah, we have got loads, really, really good ones. And because we've gassed on so long, we'll just mention one, which is Toby Shirazian. Now, he is, get this, a devoted listener and wannabe middle-aged woman, aged 21 and 4 months.
Oh, bless you, Toby. Bless you, Toby.
I know. And he says, what a gem this show is. It really lifts my spirits. It is especially joyful for me because it reminds me of the once weekly coffee breaks I had with my mother and aunt when we were cleaning my grandmother's house before she died. So basically, we remind him of some old biddies, really, don't we? Thank you ever so much for sending that,
Toby. We've had loads of fabulous emails this week. So thank you, everybody who's listening and writing to us, because it really does keep us going. And
it does.
So thank you for all your nice comments. And keep them coming, because we're very needy. Judith, I've got to go and pick up my click and collect now.
I hope the fish pie's there. I hope the bloody fish pie is there.
Tonight is such a fish pie night.
Oh, my God.
Design masters and fish pie. That's my Tuesday night plan.
Do you know? Life doesn't get any better than that, does it, at the moment? No.
Listen, Judith, you take care. Daisy, you take care. Lots of love, everybody.
Bye, gang.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye.